What's up, everybody? It's the one and only Trey Love, the Playboy Comedy. Today is Friday, baby, 9/30/11. That's September 30th, 2011, baby. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, baby. Live from the Sugar Shack, doing what I do, when I do, where I do it. And right now, I'm doing it at the Sugar Shack in Hollywood, California. Woo, it's been a beautiful week, y'all. It's been a beautiful week, a beautiful month that just passed. I hope everyone that, you know, within your month of September, man, I hope that you had great things happen to you. I hope that all good came to you. You know what I mean? And I hope you kept everything in its perspective place, because that's the way we're going to have success, man. It's so good to be online with y'all, man. I got so many updates for people, man. So many the updates, so many shout-outs, so many things going on. I want to start the show with a prayer, and then I'm going to do a dedication, because today's show is dedicated to Sylvia Robinson. I want y'all to do some research on Miss Sylvia Robinson. We're going to be doing a little read up, little bio on Sylvia Robinson, doing some reading on her today to explain who this lady was. You know, she was first of all, drop dead gorgeous, beautiful woman. The sultry sounds, you know, of her music. If you all did any research, go to YouTube and put in Sylvia and put in the song Pillow Talk. It's a very, very subtle, sultry song. You know, the young lady was just amazing on the music side. And also, a lot of people don't know she's the grandmother of hip-hop. She's the one who put the song Sugar Hill Gang, what's the name of the song? Hip-hop, the hip-hop, you don't stop and drop to the bang-bang boogie, and up come the boogie to the rhythm of the boogity beat. Damn, Rapper's Delight, that's the name of the song. Y'all got to forgive me, you know what I'm saying? I'm getting younger, you know what I'm saying? Rapper's Delight. She put Rapper's Delight out, and it was on her label. And like I said, you know, I just want to make sure that we know. See, it's a lot of things that as entertainers, as, you know, black fans that buy and support and listen to black music, you know, and music abroad, it's a lot of people that, you know, pass away every day that, you know, are kind of, I'm going to say, not really given the credit they deserve. They're not really given the homage they deserve. Every human life is important. Everybody that walks this planet is important, you know, and I think that what we need to do, especially as African-Americans, is make sure that we, you know, pay attention to what's going on around us, but let's start making sure that we show sincere love and gratitude and homage to the people that built the things that are set for us today, such as myself even working in the studio being a rap artist. Rapper's Delight is, of course, one of the first songs that, you know, anyone, especially from my age group, ever rapped to. It's the first rap song ever to hit, ever to make some waves, you know, and it just broke a lot of doors open. So let's give credit where it's due. I want to send a sincere rest in peace out to Miss Sylvia Robinson. And again, like I said, I wanted to start that show, the show that way, and also ensure that you all know that this show is dedicated to her. This is a show that's dedicated to Miss Sylvia Robinson. So I want to start off my show today the same way I do. I try to start up every Twitter Me Tuesdays and every Facebook Fridays like this, because I know that in order to have certain things, to have certain things in life, you better know from God. You know, you can't forget, you know, where there is a place that we came from, and there is a place that we're going once we leave this human life, and there is a constant that serves us right now. That is our spirit. So let's know that we have to not only feed our physical bodies, let's feed our spiritual bodies too, because just like God, we have been, we are, and we always will be. So make sure that you meditate on things and, you know, just kind of stay in prayer. It's Facebook Fridays, y'all. So, you know, I'm going to kick it live. You know what I'm saying? Keep y'all motivated. Keep you moving and grooving. And we're just going to talk today. You know, we're going to have a little session, and I'm going to play some music and have a good time. Also, a little bit later on, there's going to be a very special guest calling in to promote a couple of shows. I'm actually not going to say much about it right now, but if you tuned in to Trey Love Radio right now, blogtalk.com/Trey Love Radio, and you can also call in and listen to us live on your mobile at 310-861-2317. And if you are tuned in now, you want to stay tuned in to this show, because there's a very special guest that's going to be calling in that I do think you're going to want to hear this, who this guest is, and you're going to want to chop it up with this guest, and you're going to want to get this information, especially if you are residing in the Los Angeles, L.A., California area. So I'm going to start flat out with this prayer, because prayer changes things. Prayer is real. Prayer can get you through it. You know, you can get yourself to it, but in order to go through the hardest things and the hardest times in your life, I'm going to just say straight up, you gotta pray. You got to lean on something stronger than yourself, because if you try to lean in on yourself, you're going to fall. Remember that. Keep that in mind, y'all. You got to lean on something that is stronger than you. And, you know, I think I'm a pretty strong person and have a great foundation, but there are some things that in life, even myself, even Mr. Teflon Don Trey, can be touched. So you know, we have to put God in his respective place in order to prevent the pains and the ills and the hurts of this life that we live, and know how to continue and move on, and don't let anything or anybody get you down. So I want to start today with this prayer, y'all. Grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the power to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Secondly, I want to continue with another prayer that, you know, it came to me this morning. I got a call from a good friend this morning, and my heart goes out to him. You know, there are things that happen in this life that sometimes people don't know about. You know, a lot of times, you know, people are hurting, and they just tend to keep it to themselves, or they got to, you know, figure out who to talk to, who best how to talk without putting your business in the streets, especially someone such as myself, being in the position of celebrity. You know, got to be mindful of, you know, even because I'm human just like you. You know, I go through things, and I was talking to my friends out in Texas, and Deborah was telling me that when I put certain stuff up on Facebook, you know, a friend of mine, Deborah, was saying her sons, who are big fans of mine, Harvey, little Harvey, man, love y'all, man. You know, all y'all boys out there in Texas, kids, man, that pay attention to what I'm going through. And when I express to them that what you're, you know, that, hey, I've been through some things, you know, they like that. You know, it's not that no one wants to see a person go through anything bad or to have to suffer, but the beauty of going through things is it teaches you, and also for someone in my position, it's a guide for me to give to the youth, to tell them, hey, no one said it was going to be easy. You know, no one said life was going to be easy, and just because you want the car to start, it's going to start. No, it's going to take work. It's going to take dedication. Some days are going to be better than others, you know? So, again, this next prayer, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all things shall be added unto you. So, that being said, those two prayers, you know, making sure you have the serenity to accept what you can't change and seeking ye first the kingdom of God, make sure you got your focus in order today, y'all. Keep that real. Keep that real. I'm putting that out there on Trey Love Radio. Keep your focus in order. Don't let anything get you off kilter. And I'm going to put this on out there and put it the way it should be put. Put it out there the way I know it is to be. Yo, let me tell you, your boy was raised by the pimping. You understand what I'm saying? Raised by the rules of the pimping, and I know the game. You understand what I'm saying? So like I said, my partner was calling and telling me about, you know, his woman getting out of pocket on him, and I kind of was like, dang. He's like, but you know, I had to step back, revise, you know what I'm saying, and put God in his perspective place and put yourself in the perspective place, which that is God put you first and foremost. And once he did that, you know, he's regrouping and he's doing some things. And I'm saying what's happening with him, you know, and I just want to send shouts out, you know what I'm saying, a pimp love to you, bruh. You know what I'm saying? Stay up, dog. Don't let nothing get you down. I see you shining. Keep it blinging. You know what I mean? Keep doing it the way we do it. And that's the way it go, baby, because everything will, you know, rise and fall. Companies, money, that thing will rise and fall. But the pimping going to always stand tall, and that's church, regardless, no matter what happens. Going to keep on rapping, going to keep on tapping. Y'all ain't going to see me quit because it just ain't in me, y'all. Too strong, too got too much going for myself, man. And just want to send a shout-out to Tyrone over there at, what's the name of the group, Shanice Wells, my cousin, man, over there at the salon. I'm going to get y'all that information, man. They be showing mad love to the boy, man, you know, making sure they keep my spirits high, you know, when I go in there and get my cuts and everything be right, you know. Get my wig tight. That's how I'll be fresh. So got to give a shout-out to them over there, man. You know, matter of fact, as soon as I get off the radio, I'm going over there today, man, to get it right, you know what I'm saying, get it in. So tell a friend that the Playboy Comedy is in, you know. And just got to send out shouts to my team, man, the team, the people that make it all possible, people such as Mr. AJ Alexander, who has just given so much of himself to not only myself but to so many people in this business and in this industry, you know, to be a pioneer and a moving force. I just want to send a major shout-out to AJ Alexander for all he does, man. You keep up the great work. Thank you for all the guests that you've had so far on the show and just all that you've done. Also, someone who's been here with me since the beginning of Trey Love Radio. I mean, I've had so many transitions. I used to be Gilroy Radio, Trey Love Radio, Blog Talk. I didn't even know what I was trying to do. But, see, the thing is when you're building and you're growing, you know, you got to go through ups and downs, and you got to go through changes. That's the beauty of living life. Once you realize, hey, you know, every day, everything that you want may not come in the way you want it, you know what I mean? But it'll come in time if you just keep pressing forward. And it's like they always say, you make a plan, you show it to God, and he'll laugh in your face. So you got to make sure that you, you know, you keep things the way they're supposed to, you know. But this lady here has been a support. She's been a background. She's been a foundation. She has held me down and been there when I thought I had no one else and thought it was lost. I mean, you are, for those who have been following me, you know, I've had different personalities on the radio show, try to, you know, assist and give opportunities to other people, you know, because I'm unselfish like that. You know, that's a blessing, that a trait that's in me. That's why I continue to have, because I continue to give. I want y'all to pay attention to what I just said. I continue to have because I continue to give. That's why I have, because I give. And it's all about love. It's all about care. And, again, I just got to send a major shout-out to this next lady, Miss Monica Hughes, for holding me all the way down, for assisting this radio station to just making it be what it is today. And, you know, just sending major guests, man, major guests out there on the East Coast, yo, doing it big. You know, Mount Vernon, man, I got to give y'all some shouts and let you know who's coming up. It's going to be some major upcoming just shows on Trey Love Radio, upcoming guests. You know, it's so much to talk about, man, so many things I got going on. And also, just to let you all know, you can catch me here every Tuesday from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. That's on Twitter Me Tuesday. And you can catch me here every Friday from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Facebook Fridays. And one addition being added to Trey Love Radio, you know, we're going to start a test show. We're going to do it this first Monday coming up. It's going to be Monday, I think it's October 3rd. I got to put my calendar in front of me. But on Monday, guys, from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, Forever the Realist, my producer, my friend, a young lady who I've known for many, many years, Forever, formerly known as Thug Miss, now she's Forever the Realist. This young lady's going to be doing her own show on blogtalkradio.com/Trey Love Radio, 310-861-237, and I'm so happy to have her on board. She's also, as I said, my producer as well, actually my main producer in the L.A. area. I got a couple of cats, you know, that I work with elsewhere, you know, Bink Willis, you know, a few other people, but she definitely is the catalyst and the motivation behind what will be the album that I'm going to put out. It's coming soon, guys. I'm telling you right now, I'm giving you fair warning. The album is coming, and it's going to be tight. Got some real, real hot songs I'm going to be putting out. Actually, that's one of the things I want to announce. I'm going to have a listening party, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, it's going to be a hot little listening party. So I'm going to go ahead and play this song dedicated to Sylvia Robinson, and then I'm going to come back. I think I got a little something special on the line for y'all. So pay attention to you, Miss Sylvia Robinson. I hope that I know I will continue to love and listen to your music and just pray that your spirit continues on to the place where it should be, and that's at the right hand of God, doing your thing in heaven and dancing on high. And make sure you sing them sultry songs up there. I'm sure that, you know, all the angels were awaiting your arrival, lady. And rest in peace to you and to her family, the people that were closest to her. I want to say that she is loved, she's adored, and thank you very much, Sylvia, for your contribution to music as a whole. May you rest in peace. This song and show is dedicated to Miss Sylvia Robinson.
How do I say goodbye to what we had? The good time that made us laugh, I'll wait them back. I thought we get and I'll take with me the memory.
Man, welcome back to Trey Love Radio. That song was dedicated to the one and only Sylvia Robinson. Keep on talking. Man, I told y'all I was going to be special guest calling in, man. Hey, look, ladies and gentlemen, this next brother coming to the line, man, is a good friend of mine. Actually, man, one of the co-hosts that I work alongside with the Impresario Group, Mr. Pernell Whitaker and myself and so many others, do what we got to do in order to ensure that there are classy but hype parties in the Los Angeles area. For those of you who attended the Black Party, you saw how we got down, man. You know what I'm saying? At the LA, Los Angeles Athletic Club. And just to let you know, we will be doing it again, a repeat of that type of party, but it's going to be a masquerade ball. I ain't going to tell you who I'm coming as, but just to let y'all know, I'll be coming. And you'll see. Hey, but this is my guy, man. You know what I'm saying? My friend to the end, man. Mr. Brad Rush, man. I got to welcome him to the line. And first of all, thanks, his brother, for taking the time out to call Trey Love Radio. What's up, B?
Oh, man, you know, I'm just doing what I do, man. I appreciate you giving me the chance and opportunity to get on the radio and spread the word about this masquerade and costume ball.
Okay, yeah, that's tight and that's just, man. First, before we go into that, because I know we was, you know, doing our thing, running the Black Party, man, let's tell them how much fun we had at that Black Party, man, before we even let them know about the masquerade. Because we got
well,
to reach back to move forward. Now, how
loud
was that Black Party, bro?
Hey, man, the Black Party is probably the high party I've been to this year. I would go as far as say, in a long while, it was the quality of people there. The music was there. I mean, everything that you liked was there. If you liked thick women, they were there. If you liked skinny women, they were there. You had the best of all worlds there.
Absolutely. Absolutely, and I want to put that out there to the fellas. Just know, I'm gonna say straight up, and I know you was there with me, B. To the fellas, it's a shortage of us out there. I ain't even gonna front. It's a plethora, and when I say a plethora, I do mean a plethora of gorgeous, gorgeous hot women. It was so many women running around. It was just like, and as the male host, you know what I'm saying, people such as myself and B, we had to go and, you know what I'm saying, entertain these women and talk to these women. It was fun, but fellas, we need some help. You know what I'm saying? Tell them, B.
It was a lot more women than men there. I'm not shy by any means. I love women. So we'd like to get you fellas out there, but if not, I'll be there to take care of all of them for you.
The thing is, fellas, I'm going to tell y'all straight up, we don't have no problem with doing it. I mean, if you see the hand-selected brothers that are put in this group, myself, B, Giovanni, Lance, you know what I'm saying? It's the reason why the mastermind, Pernell, selected certain people to be on this team. You know, we're just going to go on and put it out there. And, ladies, I'm going to throw a picture up of Mr. B-Rad on my Facebook so y'all can get a look and a feel to see what type of quality males are going to be there for you to dance with, touch, and, you know, y'all can buy us drinks. No, I'm just...
you could. Or, I mean, all I'm going to say is, man.
Uh-huh.
But you fellas, you got to be there to see it. We're all out. We're out promoting all the time. Don't be afraid to come up and ask. We do have tickets available right now for this event. For those of you who are interested, you can get at Trey Love or myself. Like I said, I'm on Facebook. Name's Brad Rush. Shoot me an inbox or shoot any one of the co-hosts an inbox. I'm sure we'll be more than happy to take care of you. And then when you get there, we're going to welcome you with open arms. We are not the type of group that hold our tongue. We will come up and greet you, and we want to make sure that you come back.
Absolutely, and that's the name of the game, and I want everybody to understand that. That's just how it's going down. Hey, B, I'm going to go to some music real quick, and I'm going to come back, and we're going to chop it up some more, all right?
Yes, sir.
All right, bro. All right, ladies and gentlemen, y'all live on Trey Love Radio. You see, I got more people calling in, man. You know, the lines are lit up already. The Impresario Group is a group that presents the finest in entertainment, finest in parties, man. Y'all got to roll with us, man, because we're doing it live and we're doing it Hollywood style. This song goes out to all my folks in the Impresario Group. Man, let's keep doing it big.
It ain't for everybody. Welcome to Hollywood, baby.
Picture.
Coming with.
Let's not even talk about it.
Let's do it.
Let's go.
I see your jealousy as you watch me.
I see you watching, baby.
You watch me.
It's all good.
It's kind of sexy.
I love it.
How you watching? You watching.
For me, baby, you got to say Trey Love, Trey Love, Trey Love, and you got to say it 3 times, and I promise you'll feel better, baby. You know what I'm saying? You can only scream for one man, baby, and that's the man that's going to bring you the PLPs. That's the Trey Love pajamas coming very soon. Y'all, we're putting out a special Christmas edition of those, so pay attention, man. It's going to be a lot going on. I'm going to put out a single to go with it, you know what I'm saying? Got the perfect song to go with the TLPs, you know, because ladies, y'all need to be held at night, you know what I'm saying? Because I know them dudes, they don't be acting right, you know, they be sweating you, doing you all wrong and everything, you know what I mean, pushing you away and everything. So what you got to do is you got to, you know, let them know you got somewhere to run, baby. You just go to the closet, put the TLPs on so you can be held at night. That's how I'm doing it, baby. Woo! Today is Friday, September 30th, 2011. I have a very, very, very special guest comedian on the line, a historic and legendary comedian, a comedian that has done so many things in this business, you know, as far as not just what I like about, you know, folks such as her is it comes a time when, you know, you grow as an artist, you know what I'm saying? You know, like comics will do comedy, but then they venture off into acting, or, you know, you might see the way Drake did. He did his acting thing, then he ventured off into music, you know. So the thing about someone that's talented and creative, yeah, there are a lot of times in which, you know, there are hidden talents and secrets that you don't know of. When Eddie Murphy got the part on Dreamgirls, you know, I remember one of the in an interview, someone asked him, why don't you do more parts like this? Eddie told him straight up, this is the only time I was offered a part like this. So therefore, just letting that be known, you don't know what type of talents a lot of these entertainers have. This young lady has put out magazines, books. She's a hustler amongst hustlers. And, I mean, I've had the pleasure of working with her on more than one occasion, and I currently have her on the line, so I'm going to bring her to you in the next 3 minutes. But I want to give a major shout-out to everybody in the Impresario Group to let you know that the City of Angels 2011 will be hosting the Masquerade and Costume Ball. Make sure y'all come through, man. It's going to be so hot. Let me just give you a list of the people that are going to be there. And they're probably already your friends on Facebook because each of us have over 5,000 friends plus, and we're all friends and working together, building a major community right here in Southern California. Dania Scott, Brandy White, Pernell Clark, Dante Dupree, Tanya Capri, Jermaine Haspart, Jamal Parker, Ryan Johnson, Stepping Stone, Kashawn Thomas, Brittany Minifield. Those are the major hosts, the main hosts of the Impresario Group. And here's the co-host committee, which I happen to so luckily be a part of. Tasha Sims, Lakeisha Harris, Monica Cervantes, Lisa Rodriguez, Lane Cooper, Savannah Love, Jelani Harrison, Pamela Richardson, Brad Rush, that's who I have on the line with me today, right now, Mr. Eric Johnson, who is my cousin, Giovanni Young, and last but not least, y'all got to see my name on the flyer, yo, Trey Love. We will be doing it October 29th, 2011, man. Y'all got to get out there, man. Hey, if you need tickets, holler at your boy. I'm going to get them for you, you know. But I'm gonna let me go and get the party started. Hold on, y'all. Y'all gotta hold on one second, cause you know how I got to do it, right? I can't just bring my homegirl to the show without giving it to her like how she's supposed to get it, right? So y'all just give me a second. Let me hold on. Let me dig into something. I'm digging in the crates right now. Let me see if I can get a little something. Let me see something here. You know, work with me. It's Facebook Fridays. I'm drinking on the job right now. I'm looking for something specific. I got to go through this Rolodex by myself. you know, to find the mood music, because I got to get the mood. I got to get the music right for the mood for this guest I'm finna bring on. She's going to be on real quick and holler at y'all and let you know about her show coming up. And then from there, we're going to jump back on because, hey, I got Chicago in the building as well, y'all. I got a special guest calling in from Chicago. You know, Big Sexy. Y'all better pay attention. It's going down. But look here. This is what's finna happen right now. Let me get to you like this. Uh-huh. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, you see this lady on TV coming to you. You see this lady on OCR. You read a book.
Introduction. I done went to the bathroom. I done got some water. I done hit the pipe. I done did all kind of stuff.
Why you think it took me so long to enter? Why you think it took so long to enter intro? I was doing the same thing. It's so funny. We obviously we must be twins because I was hitting the pipe. I went to the back all now.
Okay. I see you in my avatar voice. I see you. Okay.
Right.
Oh, my goodness. I hear you talking about the party, the masquerade party, and you ain't said where it's at, what time, nothing.
Oh,
address.
I ain't getting none of that information?
No.
Okay, it's Saturday, October
29th. Time.
Huh? L.A. Athletic Club, 431 okay. West 7th, West 7th Street, 7th Street in Olive, downtown Los Angeles. You know what? I got to give you that because I'm so arrogant down here. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's such a big party. That is one of them things everybody know where it's at. But you know what? You're right. If you're not in L.A. and you come to L.A. on October 29, 2011, it's the L.A. Athletic Club, 431 West 7th Street, 7th and Olive. Google that, y'all, 90014. Whew, got that out the way.
What's up?
I know, right?
I want to go.
Right. I got you. I got you, Hope. I got your ticket and everything.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I ain't big on crowds and all that other stuff, but and then they sound like they say it's going to be more women than it is guys. And, you know, I just moved back to L.A. from – I've been in the South, and, you know, I gained a little weight because they like them big in the South. So now I came back to L.A. I'm at the gym every day because now I go to the club. I'm the fat bitch holding the purses at the club while everybody dances. So, yeah. I got to get this weight off of me, unless I'm never going to find me a man as shallow-ass L.A. with you shallow men, okay? I can't do it.
Hey, I'm going to tell you like this. When you say you shallow men, I can't speak for everybody, but I can speak for Trey Love. I mean, hey, I don't want no hanger. I like a woman with, you know what I'm saying, them long, thick ones. You know what I'm talking about? I like legs and thighs and behind. Matter of fact, I got a couple fellas that's on the line that's going to join me in this. Mr. Brad Rush, would you tell them what we like, bro?
I like them thick in the waist.
Yes, sir. He's going all
like
the way down.
Thick in the waist.
They got to be
I like
thick.
Them all.
And
I just love women.
Well,
that's what I'm saying.
Meet me at the front door.
Meet
me at the front door, Brad, and we ain't even got to go into the party, okay? So
that's where he's going to be at home. That's where he's going to
be,
right there at the front door. And also, I got from Chicago, somebody else want to let you know what's up. Mr. Big Sexy coming out of Chicago. This is my cousin, Big Sexy. Would you tell him what time it is, Big Sexy?
Man, gotta have them thick, bro. It's not just a South thing. You don't want no beanstalks around here. You gotta have something you can hold on to. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you come on down, Big Sexy, and meet me in the bathroom, okay?
You better meet me
at the
airport. Don't even play.
Okay, I'll come get you. You ain't said nothing but a word. I'm from Benton Harbor, Michigan. Okay, I'm from the Midwest, so you know what it is.
Yeah.
We don't ride, I don't play.
Midwest don't play, baby. Straight from the shop,
no.
Baby. You know,
yes,
we
sir.
Get down.
Yes, sir. I spent a lot of time in Chi-Town. Shout out to my boy Damon Williams, the Tony Schofield, Ballhead, the Diva, Funky Diva Timely, Diane Carter, all of my peoples down there in Chi-Town. I spent a lot of time down there in Chi.
Oh, yeah, they get
comedy.
It in. Highly underrated in the industry, but, man, we get the comedy going on here, too. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Tomorrow will be
sir.
Our day, but, you know, we representing, though.
Good.
So, yeah, shout out to the late, great, you know, Bernie Mac. He definitely
Bernie
put
Mac.
Us on where we need to be, but we still keeping it moving.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
and the late, great Robin Harris. He was originally from Chicago. So, yeah.
No doubt. No
I
doubt.
I never knew that. You get some history. You get some history. And also, speaking
you know
of late
I know
great,
all the history.
Right, right. Speaking of late greats, everybody, Sylvia Robinson. Brad, did you know about Sylvia Robinson, the young lady who sung the song Pillow Talk? You guys familiar with her?
I am. I do know about Sylvia Robinson. I am I'm a musician,
Chicago.
Actually. So.
Well, that's Chicago. I know y'all. Yeah, you know, because, see, when you Chicago, you got to know songs like Pillow Talk because that's that player music. You know,
really?
You know, I mean, you put some Sylvia on, you might be able to get Hope out the car and to the bathroom. You know what I'm talking about?
No, we could do it in the car. I'm 45 now. We don't even have to do all of that now. When you get older, you don't have them preconceived things. You don't have a list of stuff. You just be like happy to do whatever you can do and keep it moving. You know, it ain't. It's cool. It's cool.
Look here, I'm going to dedicate this next song to my girl on the line, Hope Flood. We're going to come back. We're going to chop it up with Hope. Also, I got a couple people want to talk to you, Hope, so let me see what's going on over here on the chat.
Okay.
But
no
this
doubt.
Song is dedicated to Hope, and it's dedicated to any and every woman that wants to get in the restroom, in the bathroom, in the car, outside.
Sir.
See, there are
on
no rules to
in the
on top of the hood with the car running.
Yeah,
this song, whoa, I'm getting hot.
Yeah.
This song is dedicated to those women. We'll be back in a minute, y'all.
Let's get freaky. Let's get freaky, baby. 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 One night chilling, feeling kind of good in the hood on the store. They know AK chilling. I'll stay chilling. Sitting on the hood of the lax, sipping yak, but it needs we feeling.
Let's get freaky. is what we're gonna do.
Let's get freaky,
freaky.
Let's get freaky, baby. Let's get freaky,
freaky.
Let's get freaky, baby. Let's get freaky,
freaky.
Let's get freaky, baby. Let's get freaky,
freaky.
Let's get freaky, baby.
Miami, Florida, and I'm going to let y'all know that's just how it goes down, 305. You understand what I'm saying? Ain't no sense in playing no games. Ain't no sense in fronting, you know, acting like you some, you ain't. Baby, let's just get down and dirty and let's get freaky. And you live on Trey Love Radio, and that's how it's going down, man. I mean, look, it is what it is, man. We just having fun, man. Pimp fun under the sun. Got a couple folks on the line. I got a young lady, Christina Marie, my girl, just tuned in. What's up, Christina? Thank you so much for your time and your moment. And you have a question for Hope. She says, Hope, where are you going to be performing at? She wants to know where Hope is going to be. Hope, Christina Marie, say, where are you going to be? She loves to see you. She's a big fan.
Thank you very much, Christina. I'm going to be doing, just moved back to L.A. I've been in Dallas for about 7 years, and I went to Atlanta. So I'm back in L.A. I'm doing a show here in California at the Comedy Union on Thursday, October the 6th, it's called. It's an all-female comics rock, two vets in effect, with Big Les from the Cat Williams tour, Paula Bell, Annie McKnight. We're doing that one. And then I'm doing my welcome home party and celebrity roast at the J-Spot on Friday and Saturday, October 14th and 15th. And Trey, you going to come through and host it for me?
Absolutely. Not only am I going to host, but that's the day that I have you scheduled on October 14th to come on the Trey Love Show officially to come through. We do a live interview on you and tell everybody all of the things that they, some of them may not know about you. So definitely you got to come back on the 14th, and I'm definitely going to come through and host. It's an honor just to be considered to host for you, Hope. Again, I want to say straight up, I know that you are truly comic royalty. And my girl, Annie McKnight, man, I can't wait to see all of them, man. It's going to be tight.
Yeah, we talk. You know, I try to do a lot of things for the females in comedy because we're behind, and the fellas are, you know, their shows, it'll just be five guys on a show and no females. So I'm an advocate for us trying to help us. I'm also doing a webinar on Monday, October the 3rd, and it's called The Business of Show. And it's all about just getting yourself in the business, from whether the DBA, LLC, or incorporate, how to negotiate your gigs and your pay, how to get your own comedy room, five things you should be doing for your career every day, 10 things you should have to consider yourself a stand-up comedian, legal representation. It's just a great webinar, and you can sit at your home and take the webinar with your computer, with a webcam. The technology is so advanced, you can actually see me teaching the class. If you have a webinar and you can see the other people in the classroom, I can post all the stuff on my documents and you'll be able to see it on your screen. It's just awesome. So I'm doing that. I'm going to be doing a series of those, and I'm going to be doing a series of, you know how they have the actors studio where they interview famous actors?
Yes.
I'm going to be doing one with famous comedians. So my first one is D.L. Hughley, who is my mentor and started me in a comedy game 24 years ago. So we're going to do that one as well. So just keep posted to HopeFlood.com. They can hit me up at Hope@HopeFlood.com. That's my email address, or Facebook me or whatever, and get added to my list and everything so I can keep everybody posted on the stuff we're doing. And even with the evening with D.L. Hughley, they'll be able to see it via their computer if they don't live in California. So I'm just trying to do it big. That's all.
And to me, it don't seem like you're trying. You're doing it the same way you've always been doing it since I've been knowing you, and that is amazingly large. And as a comic, a person who's out here, I want to thank you for for being a leader and giving us somewhere to go. And because I remember even the magazine, and see, I don't want to do all this stuff yet. I got to interview you on
the 14th.
Okay,
we'll talk.
Because I'm not only a fan, I'm a person that you somebody that I look up to. You know, it's like, man, I'm doing this, that. And, you know, it's like I got you on the 14th, and I wanted to do all that then. But,
hell,
you know what, let me bring these men on the line to mess with you. Let me get Brad and Sexy to mess with you.
My next ex-husband.
You looking for your next ex-husband?
Yeah, I'm looking for. No, I love being married. I just wasn't married to the right person. That's all.
I think the same could be said for me.
Yeah,
I've been married.
What's your sign? I go by sign.
I go by Cancer. I'm a Cancer.
I'm a cancer.
Trey, you're a cancer?
Yes, I'm a cancer, darling.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Okay, so we all going to have to have a party next year. All the cancers.
That is.
Kenny Howell's a cancer. And so many comedians that are cancers. Yes, Kenny, and me and him are born on the same day. If y'all know Kenny Howell out of St. Louis, big shout out to him. I met him 20-something years ago. You know Kenny. I met him 20-something years ago, and he said, I'm special. I said, why are you special? He said, because I ain't never met nobody born on my birthday. I said, when is your birthday? He said, July 5th. I said, oh, okay. I went and got my license and threw it at him. I said, you ain't special. Nigga, I'm born on your birthday.
I love it. You ain't
every day.
Well, my birthday is July 7th. When is yours, B?
Mine is June 22nd.
Oh, you on the cusp. I dated a cancer guy before. You know, we so sensitive. I'm crying, he crying. It just didn't work out.
Hey, shut up.
He's sensitive. I'm sensitive. He in love with me,
need
me too.
Let's substitute sensitive with passionate.
There you go, B. That's better. Because you know what, Hope, I'm going to tell you. That's something that a man don't like to be called no sensitive. And every time somebody called me sensitive, I start acting a damn fool. Be like, you want to be sensitive, motherfucker? I'll show you. I'll show you some motherfucker sensitivity.
There's nothing wrong with showing.
You know, I get stupid.
No,
I get stupid when they call me sensitive.
Nothing wrong with that.
So I'm agreeing with Brad. Call me passionate. I'll be passionate. Because
you
call me sensitive, I'm going to act a damn fool. And you'd rather me be passionate than to be a damn fool. Because then you'd be trying to break up with me and leave me and go to your mama's house. And then you got your mama and your brother and trying to come around here. Then everybody shooting me and all that kind of stuff. It don't take all that. So just call me
passionate. No,
passionate
to me, passionate leads to stalking. Okay, that sounds like a
that
stalker, right?
That is hilarious.
Right there.
I don't know about that.
Next, because you know, next month October is Women's Awareness. Say no to domestic violence. I don't understand domestic violence because I feel like a nigga has to go to sleep at some point. Okay, so I don't understand that. I don't get domestic violence. A nigga has to lay his head down sooner or later.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Hey, you know what I love, man? Hey, Hope, I'm going to tell you some real stuff. You know, we all come from real things, man. My mom and dad, like, they used to fight a lot. When they didn't fight when I was born and stuff, but I heard stories, and my mama used to tell me, she said, yeah, your daddy, he used to kick my ass, right? Then I used to get him drunk, and then I kick his ass. And then he'd wake up from me whooping his ass and realize I whooped his ass, and then he'd beat my ass again for beating his ass, and then I would get him drunk again and beat his ass.
That sounds like a sick-ass foreplay. That sounds like a sick-ass
foreplay. Hey, you ain't never left. That's a sick-ass foreplay. So I knew.
Sick-ass foreplay.
Hey, think about it. She playing like, okay, he kicked my ass. It's cool. You want a drink? He's sitting there drinking and shit, thinking it's all good. Then when he gets drunk and can't handle himself, man, look, you right, though. Because come to think of it, he like.
She didn't tell you right. You call your mama if they still alive. Say, mama, I realized that was y'all foreplay. Okay, that's all that was foreplay.
I figured it out. Oh, my God, that is too funny. She's like, because of me.
It is. That's a foreplay. Oh, that's hilarious.
But that's real talk, though. That's real talk. I mean, that was, you know, everybody is to each his own. You know what I'm saying? And
you know, back
cousin,
in the day, they didn't have the toys and the tools we have now, you know, to create passion and foreplay. You know, like you said, your dad got drunk or whatever. That was, you know, the best of. Now you got so much stuff. You got a book. You got you got all kind of stuff now for foreplay. You got, you know, so it was different back then. A lot different,
yeah.
I think. Man,
yeah,
I'm
buddy.
So a cancer. You live here in L.A.? I'm not doing the long-distance relationship because if it's good, what I look like coming to bumfuck Egypt to get with you, okay? I need to know,
hello,
you know, if you live right here, I can come around the corner and hit it.
And hit it?
Wow. Yeah, I'm here in L.A.
Women.
I'm here in
you
L.A.
Okay, you hear that big
man, that's
big sexy said, wow.
She ain't playing with it, boy.
Yeah,
hey, I'm not going to be at your house long. I know how you men are. Y'all don't want nobody at your house, and y'all don't want women to stay over. I got sleep apnea. I'm not going to stay long. I got to get home. I got to put my mask on and stuff. I snore too much. I'm not going to be at your house long, so don't worry about it, okay?
Girl, you a player stream. You sure you ain't from the South?
I was going to say, she sound like a fantasy. I'm going to come through.
And let you watch the game. I'm out your way.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Good. I'm not going to even come on the day of the game. I'm going to come. Drop you off some chips and stuff, you know, a little something, get you little sandwiches, and then I'm out the door. Holler at me, and now if your team won, we all good. If your team lost, I'm back on my way to make you feel better. That's how we do. You see what I'm saying? I'm from Inglewood,
yeah.
California. So
me too.
I'm a real nigga.
Me too.
He's okay.
I'm from Inglewood, California.
Somebody in the back hollering.
Hey,
dude,
you better not let her get away, man.
Don't let her get away. Hey, we got cancer. We all cancer. She from Inglewood. We got somebody else from Inglewood. I'm from Chicago.
This
is
B-Rush
from
Inglewood.
Chicago. I know B-Rush. B-Rush, I know you
from
Inglewood.
B-Rush
from
Inglewood.
Yeah, B-Rush from Inglewood. He hood.
Old enough.
I don't mess with no young kids. I was messing with a young dude. I bought him some Jordans. He putting them on top of my hoe. If, Michael Jordan walked to the room, would you leave me? I said, if the right nigga walked to the room, I'll leave your ass. Okay, jump off,
it's the right nigga.
That's the best answer. Shit. That's the best answer.
Hey, you see she got Inglewood. She spent time in Chicago. Look here, man. I'm going to go and take a quick music break, man. I got to date this song to Hope. I got to make sure that Hope understand that B-Rad as well as Big Sexy and definitely as sure as myself, all my ladies need to know. This how Trey Love coming, baby. This is just how I do it. Ask about me, baby. Check my references and resumes. These ladies will tell you. This is the only way I lay it down.
Thank you.
how you feel about that? You know what I'm saying? You know, brothers often think like that. How you feel about that, girl?
I love that song. That's my favorite song.
Huh?
I had 6 kids off that song, okay?
Yeah. Hold on, let me talk to B. I think we got to bring these fellas back in. Did y'all hear
They're
that?
They're not ready for me. Bring them all in. Bring them all. They're not ready for me. I'm real. They're not ready. Bring them all in. Put them all on the phone. All, I don't have. If you got 17 lines, put all 17 niggas on the phone. We ain't.
Octo Mom. Did y'all hear that?
Octo Mom.
No.
We got our own version of Octo Mom.
Hey, I hear you talking, Hope. I just. Oh, I can only hope that you're as good as you talk.
Oh,
ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I don't talk nothing. I'm from Inglewood. Do we lie? We don't play.
No, we
games.
Don't lie. That's why.
We don't lie.
I'm hoping. I'm hoping that Hope is as good as advertised.
Ooh, we
yeah,
challenge.
I mean, all the challenges y'all have with women. They don't do this. They don't get no head. They don't all that stuff. I come in the door with that. I love that kind of stuff. I don't.
Boy, it's a straight love show. It's taking a life of its own. I love it. I love when a woman. What I love is not only when a woman gives fellatio, but when a woman loves, like expresses giving fellatio
yes.
like that. Like, oh no, yeah, like yes, like I got you. Like, don't even think twice. Like, here, daddy. Oh,
you ain't gotta ask. You ain't gotta be pushing my head down there. None of that. I'm gonna do the
none
damn
of that.
Thing. No,
so you just going
that.
For it, like.
Let's get freaking.
So you just going for it. You just going for it, Hope. You just
yeah,
like,
just going for it.
So Hope, what you basically yeah. saying is like, it could be 5 o'clock in the evening. I could be, you know, what I'm saying, well, I don't work no more. But like, just say I've just been busy all day, you know, taking care of my personal business. I can depend on you to hit the dough and just.
Let's get freaking.
I ain't got to worry
yeah,
about
but you know what? You would
me.
Still have to clean it up because it must be nuts. I'm not having. You know, y'all. You know, talk about us. Y'all musty too. Y'all need an aisle too for y'all musty nuts or something.
I keep
so,
my nuts
yeah, as long as you
fresh.
Clean it up. Okay,
let me tell
you,
keep
my
stay
fresh.
Stay fresh. They
okay,
stay fresh.
Yeah, no problem. That's what you need,
so,
and
so
I cook your
as,
meal.
Ooh wee. So long as my nuts fresh, then.
That's your freaking.
I didn't have nothing to work. Oh, man. You
yeah.
gonna make me stop
yeah.
these mugs right now. Hold on, let me go turn on some water.
Yeah,
see,
so,
I do the
you
radio
need more
show
water.
Live.
You're gonna need a little soap. You're gonna need a little soap and some baby
soap.
Wash
okay.
and some other things. You ain't gonna just need the water ain't gonna just do it. Some of y'all, you know, y'all be wearing
okay.
them little sweatpants.
Girl, I gotta say your confidence is sexy too.
Thank you. You must never have seen my act before. This is all the stuff I talk on stage. And then when I come
up.
On stage, y'all be scared. Y'all be scared of a sister. Y'all say y'all want strong, independent women, but y'all really don't because all my strong, independent girlfriends are single. Y'all really don't want that. Y'all say
I'm going to be real with you. I'm going to be real with you coming from this point of view. Being in the entertainment business, you know that Deion Sanders is just divorcing his old lady and stuff, saying that, you know, he didn't want this type of woman. And I must admit, coming from the entertainment side, you know, I like the drunk girls that meet me at the hotel. You know, those I adore. Oh, I adore,
okay,
and I,
no,
I love
saying,
them.
Okay, now you saying she said what? She don't. She, he didn't want what?
He didn't want his woman. He didn't want his woman a certain way. She's because it's like when you're in the entertainment business, and Kevin Hart kind of amended it, saying like, I don't want my woman out there, you know, in certain ways, in certain aspects, seen a certain way, because that's your wifey. So you know, with your wifey is one thing, but with the girls after the show and at the hotel, you know, it's like pretty much.
Let's get freaking. Let's get freaking, baby.
Yeah, but I don't know what Deion is talking about because he met Pilar. She was a model, so it was already
right,
she was
yeah.
already in the business. It wasn't like kind of similar
right,
to Kevin Hart's situation where his wife later wanted to get into the business or something like that. So he might have looked at her as an opportunist, but that girl was down with him too from day one before he was who he was. What happens was y'all get this little money. And everything, you get a little fame, and you think the woman you with ain't down enough for you, so you want to upgrade, you know, to something else. Well, you got to look at it like this, and I tell a lot of young comics on the road trade, they'll come up to me and say, Hope, I'm doing comedy, I'm married, but I got all these women coming after me. And like Ice Cube said, if you wasn't who you was on that stage, them hoes wouldn't even be fucking with you. Now, just keep it real.
Hello.
They wouldn't even, look your way.
This is true.
That's real talk.
You know,
wouldn't even be looking
and
your way.
what's so funny is, like ironically, like, it's so ironic that you say that, because most of the ugly comics that I know, most of the comics I know that's ugly, you know, they go through that. They get on stage and they be feeling like they Trey Love. You know what I'm saying? So, you know,
exactly.
unfortunately for them, yeah, you know, but, you know, even without being on stage, you know, some of us do have that pizzazz and that jazz and that savoir faire, you know, that certain charisma that you ladies enjoy, that certain thing, that edge where they want to.
No, I'm not saying that. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that if you weren't Trey Love, if you weren't in the entertainment business, the woman that you're seeking or the woman that's coming after you, do you think she would even talk to you if you weren't who you were or who you're going to be? That's the point I'm trying to make. Like I tell my son, everybody want a Beyonce, but goddamn it, Michelle ain't bad. What about Kelly? You know what I'm saying?
Hello?
Everybody want Beyonce, nigga. Get what you know you can pull.
Wow.
I don't want Beyonce. Beyonce too much trouble.
Maybe you don't. It's the, but, you know, the average person is stuff.
I'll take Kelly.
You're taking Kelly.
You know, the average person.
I'll take Michelle, too.
Hey, I'll take both of them together. That's how I get down. Ain't no sense in playing no games. You know what I'm saying? Let me just get Kelly and Michelle. Jay can have Beyonce. I want Kelly and Michelle together. They need me, and I need them. This could be a wonderful institution of marriage.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, you know, you got to get what you know you could pull. Or whatever. Everybody might want that, but you know what? To save you a lot of heartache and problems and stuff, you know, but then again, at the end of the day, a woman wants what she wants. Okay, for instance, Eddie Murphy's wife. Y'all look at that situation. They had 5 kids. She was not satisfied with the situation. She wanted it. She kept saying stuff in his ear. I want you to do this and that, but he'll go buy her a house. Okay, I didn't want the house. She'd say something else, he'd go buy her a car or a ring or something. So the next brother that comes along whisper in her ear and tells her what she wants to hear, she gone. So, you know, y'all need to recognize that, just like a woman needs to recognize that a man is ready when he say he's ready. If he don't want you to be his baby mama, that's what he would mean, until he is ready. A man is ready when he's ready. You can't force a man to be ready before his time. So that's what I think a lot of people don't get into. They don't communicate those things a lot of times. So, you know, and it's a lot of heartache and a lot of miscommunication. You know, people need to understand where they are. I'm up front with you. I don't cook. I don't want no kids. I'm crazy and I got issues. Proceed at your own risk. Okay, that's what it is.
Wow. Y'all heard that? That was hilarious. She's like, look, I'm crazy as hell.
I ain't cooking. Yeah.
Hey, you got that mind. She keep it 100, though.
That's the only way we want it, you know. And I'm going to tell you, see, that's the thing, like, you know, my thing is, like, what I would have an issue with if like, say a lady was mine and I made you all mine, is certain communications with other men, especially a man that, you know, you have been intimate with or had something to do with. My thing is, once we get together, all that should be ceased, done, cut, but if you, because see, there's levels to it. Like I say, I love the drunk hotel girls. That's perfect. But if you calling yourself my lady, I need you a certain way. You know what I'm saying?
Dion was saying that his woman, Pilar, was a very classy girl. I know them. I lived in Dallas and stuff. She might not have been she had his back. Because when I was on the radio there, I started talking about Dion. She called into the station trying to check me. I mean, I had to let her have it, but she was down for a man. They got a bunch of little kids together and stuff. So, I mean, he's going to have to rethink his position, because they got about 3 little babies and stuff. It's going to be cheaper for him to keep her.
But like you said, that's the situation, you know what I'm saying? He knew his woman was a model, they got kids together, you know what I'm saying? Everybody got their own individual issues, you know what I'm saying? I've heard things about, like how you say, these celebrity wives, you know, the right dude, after 5 kids and stuff, somebody whispers something in her ear, that's tasteless to me, that's classless, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's like, and the thing is, when you do have the power.
But if you're not taking care of your business, if I tell you,
because any woman knows,
I need this and that. Trey, I need this, this, and that, and you don't provide those things, and you keep not providing that, and then somebody, a man, comes along and says he wants to provide those things for me, you know, whatever, after 5, 6, 7 years of you not, if you are ignoring me and not giving me those things, then a woman, you know, she might step.
Well, let me ask you
and
this.
And y'all would
do
the same thing, too.
Well, this is true, but what if I'm asking? This is going to turn into counseling, y'all. What if you know, you're listening to your woman and you're trying to provide everything that you think that she needs, and you're doing the best of your ability, and it still don't gauge. Then what?
She got it for him.
Ooh. Damn, he put it
like
on out there.
I
she got a friend.
Law. It's 25
women.
She
got a friend.
She got
that
a friend. It's 25
sweet.
Women to every one man right about now. So some women, you know, you just don't have to take the good with the bad or whatever. I don't think there's one perfect person in the world, but they just have to be perfect for you. You know what I'm saying? And
wow.
that's the whole key.
Right.
So,
yeah, there's
know,
no one perfect.
No, nobody.
There's no one perfect, and we know that. So let me go ahead and play a song real quick dedicated to, you know, the imperfections of people in general and just relationships as a whole. And then we're going to come back and we're going to keep chopping it up with Big Sexy and Hope and having a good time. So this it just is what it is. I guess as an entertainer, you know, single is bliss.
I don't know why nigga won't act like motherfucker ain't wrote no hits. And I don't know why motherfucker won't act like nigga ain't that shit. Well, listen to my remix tape, bitches.
The Philly is a nigga, I let you
She want me, and she want me too. Well, I got a dick and a half, so ladies,
she,
don't argue.
She
want, cause I can have it all in love. For one song, I can fuck
she,
the whole damn club. She want me, and she want me too. Well, I got a dick and a half,
DJ
so
Drama,
ladies, don't argue. She want me.
She
want me to. Well, I got a dick and a half, so ladies don't argue. Cause I can have it all in love. For one song, I can fuck the whole damn club. No matter how high I get, you know your boy ain't gon' quit. I'ma talk that shit, swallow spit, touch booty like I'm playing it. I got a bad bitch in Chicago. A couple bad bitches in Toronto. A rich ass vet in Lake Tahoe. And man, she bought a nigga a Diablo. I pull up to the mall in my tour bus. And not a whole mall's on my tour bus. I'm sipping on Patron in my tour bus. Now we're pulling up to my home in my tour bus. And it's so crazy, where my lady? See, I want all y'all to have my baby. Shawty, I see them bitches hating on you. Give me a minute, and I have them bitches rubbing on you. Cause y'all all think alike, wearing Gucci.
And if I could, I would like to make out Gucci.
Not come here, let me dope you. You gon' be a dopey. Your friends should call you dopey. Tell them keep my
tell
name out
there. Keep my name out their mouth cause they don't know me. I'm trying to tell you, boy. Y'all think y'all know Trey Love. Some of y'all better keep my name out your mouth cause you don't know me. I'm a man of principles. I'm a man of character. And I'm a man of dedication. You understand what I'm saying? And I'm a man that's gonna take care of people that's taking care of me. And that's church. Speaking of the people that's taking care of me, y'all need to tune in on Monday night from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. My producer, none other than Forever Thug Miss, is going to be doing her own radio show, Forever Topics, man. I want her to give a shout-out real quick and let y'all know what's going on with her. She got a major show tonight. We only got her for a sec. What's up, Forever?
Hey, what's going on, Trey?
What's up with you, girl?
Man, nothing much. You know, just getting ready for this show tonight at the 2nd Street Bar in downtown L.A. No,
tell
me,
tell everybody the time. Yeah, give everybody
well,
the information.
Well, it's
tell
at 9 o'clock. It's from 9 o'clock to 2 o'clock. It's going to be at the 2nd Street Jazz Bar. I'm not sure of the cross streets, but that's where it's going to be. Google it or something. Get it. And it's
Google
at
it
9
or something.
To 10. Right.
I love it.
And
you,
then,
you see, Hope going to get you. You over here talking about Google it or something.
Yeah,
you know
Hope, everything is accessible.
Right. Exactly.
So, yeah. And then, you know, I have a show tomorrow at Club Gabba. That's off of Hollywood in Vermont. And that's going to be from 9 o'clock to 2 o'clock also.
Gotcha.
So we're just getting it in, you know what I'm saying? Making things happen. So I'm excited about that. And I'm excited about my segment, Forever Hot Topics. I'm going to just, you know, interviewing different people from all walks of life as far as the entertainment business is concerned, like producers, artists, managers, the whole nine. It's going to be wonderful. We'll be having all kind of different topics, like different things that's going on. It's just going to be a wonderful opportunity for a lot of people to get information, advice, and to also get themselves out there to promote themselves.
Well, that's what Trey Love Radio is about, building and branding, and we're starting here at the ground floor. And I just want to tell everybody that consistency is key. This show and this radio station is taking a life of its own. As an entrepreneur, a black man that had vision. See, I had vision. I just want to put this out there to the family. Before I got to L.A., I didn't know a soul. I didn't know nobody here. I had no family here, no friends. I didn't come here with the knowledge, knowing that I was going to just run into people and get help. But I put God in his perspective place, like I told y'all, put him first and foremost. And the courage that I had to just mount up and take everything in me and come out here and go for my dream and pursue my dream and to be blessed with the blessings that I've been blessed with and to even right now have a radio station, man. And I got to shout out EOTM, man. I got to shout out Shantae Gibson and Carla B, man, because they kind of were the catalyst to kind of teach me things, you know, and get me going to where now I own my own radio station. And the thing is, I'm the type of person, it's just like with Andre Harrell and Puffy. I'm not trying to hold anybody down or hold anybody's hand or feel as if you owe me. Hey, this knowledge is power. So someone that's helping me, assisting me, got me in the studio, man, making major music, man. What I'm telling you, when this Trey Love album dropped, it's going to be something different. It's going to be unique, and it's going to have style and charisma and pizzazz, and that's going to be because of the young lady who's on the line right now, Forever Thug Miss. And y'all better check her out, man. She's going to be doing her show 6 to 7 p.m. on Monday night. I'm going to be there co-hosting with her this Monday coming up, man, and it's going to just be all the way live. So before I continue, I got to bring someone in. I know he wants to talk to Hope real bad, my boy AJ out of ATL. He was like, man, I want to talk to Hope, man. So I got AJ on the line. AJ Alexander, y'all already know, man. Usher fame, you know, discover people such as myself. Cheryl Boy, got it kicking, man. Hey, AJ, I got Hope on the line with you, man.
Hey, what's up, Hope?
Hey, AJ.
Hey, AJ.
How
you doing? I'm doing fine. I did a lot of shows with you down in Florida.
Oh, yeah. I knew that name sounded familiar.
Yeah, remember I recorded your shows and stuff. I had my little gadgets and stuff all hooked up. Like, I'm going to record the show. That's when I was hosting and stuff like that. And you were like, all right, cool, baby. You was real cool. I'm like, yo, I just
Thank
wanted
you.
To say, hey, I know you meet a lot of people and stuff. You know what I mean? I know I'm not as famous as Trey Law, but I know I am fine.
Life, whatever. Here he go. Here he go, y'all.
Hey,
Hope.
Hey, I'm 6'4". 250, muscular, and not on the DL or gay, so they just put it to you like that, and I'm single.
And you said, how many kids you got? How many kids you got?
For me?
How many kids you got?
Eight, but they all grown.
Hold on, I got to bring my boys on the line. I got to bring everybody on the line. Forever hung up. Hold on, I got to bring Big Sexy and Brad on the line. Hey, y'all. Y'all hear this fool call in talking about, yeah, I'm 6'4". I'm built and I'm muscular. I ain't down low or nothing. What's up? And then she said, how many kids you got? He talking about, but they all grown
up.
Oh, my God.
Hey, that's me.
Hey, that's me. Hey, that's me.
That's me.
Hey,
that's me. That's me.
Yeah.
Y'all, we're going to call him Octo Dad from now on.
Octo Dad. It is a mouth.
Octo Daddy.
Well, he's never met a condom he can get along with.
See, that's the thing. All my kids were not accidents. You know what I'm saying? It's like, hey, I'm a family man.
Okay,
yeah,
how
right.
many baby mamas is this? How many baby mamas?
How many baby mamas? Me and my ex-wife had 4 boys and 1 girl, and I was engaged 3 different times, so I had another girl and 2 boys.
I'm sorry for laughing. Hey, but is AJ, hold on, we got to put it out there. This has turned into therapy. Is AJ like a serial monogamist? You know, me and my ex-wife, we had 4-1 girl, and then, you know, I was engaged 3 times. AJ, stop looking for love. You need to just be a slut. You need to just be a slut. That's big Texas territory, man. You just like sluts, man. You gotta strap it over.
You know,
the reality is, it's sometimes hard to accept that reality. Maybe a relationship just don't work for you. You know, so, maybe, like engaged and marriage, and you know, maybe that's the same for you. Because you my dog, and you my friend, man. We've been knowing each other for 15 years, and I'm telling you right now, you have been my mentor. You have helped and assisted me in everything part of my career. But I'm not calling you for relationship advice.
No, he's not. Keep it real. Stop asking them to marry you and just say, baby, I like you raw.
Right, I like it raw. He's allergic to cum. Oh, God. That's ignorance right there. Each relationship, I was engaged, we had a baby, but then I'm one of them guys that, hey, if we can't get along, I don't believe in being married and we can't get along, but hey, we're trying to build a family, you can't be scared of it. But as a man, if you got kids, have the responsibility. And my kids, they're all in school. They're all, you know, they're in music. They do everything, and I'm proud of my kids. So it's like that. If I'm not married, okay, I can't have any kids. Huh?
I'm going to keep it real. As a man, coming from a man's point of view. Huh? The winner?
AJ, if we get together, I don't have to have your baby, right? Is that clear?
Oh, hell no! You don't even have to cook. Let's just have fun. That's my thing.
Yeah. I am your girl.
Girl, you gotta like the odds though. Out of 8 kids, one of them gotta be successful.
All of them, they're all in school. They're all in college. They're all doing well.
Well, that's what
you got. Producing.
Hey, I want to say this. Let me say this, man, straight up. Like, AJ, you know this is all in fun, joking, but I want to say truly, like, honestly, the divinity of what life is, it isn't meant for every relationship to work. And I'm going to just say straight up, coming from where AJ comes from, the entertainment business, I know AJ, and AJ is a very good person. So, yeah, we can, you know, I definitely can be the catalyst to take the torch and make jokes. But knowing the man that AJ is, I've seen his children. I see how this guy operates. He loves and takes care of not only his family, his kids. AJ takes care of other people, too. But that's what's up. As long as he's taking care of his kids and he got them grown and on the right path,
his job is done. He's ready to kick it.
There have been a couple of times when I was up for step daddy of the year. You know, it don't matter, man. You love the woman, you got to love the kids. But then again, everything worked out, you know what I mean? But, you know, just be a real man about it, you know what I'm saying? So, I'm not looking for none of that, AJ.
I'm not looking for nobody to – my son grown, and he got a raggedy-ass daddy, okay? So I ain't looking for none of that or whatever like that. I'm just looking for somebody that want to have a good time, travel, ain't going to be – concerned with what I'm doing. If I can't call you, I'm going to call you back. If I can't come through, I'm traveling. If you want to meet me somewhere, we can have a good time. If I holler at somebody else, it ain't personal or whatever. Nigga, if I need to sell t-shirts, candles, purses, whatever, nigga, you down with a bitch, or you got your own motherfucking money, so if I don't have to sell all that shit, I can sit at home with you, nigga. Now what? Who's on the phone with all of
y'all,
the bitch? Otherwise,
hey, nigga,
kiss my ass.
That's your freaking.
And you know what?
I'm telling you, you gotta respect that shit.
That's your freaking.
I ain't met a down nigga yet. I was married to a thug. My husband was an ex-felon, 4 years convicted felon. He did 8 years on a 50-year sentence. I put that nigga down with a $2,000 a week business. You hear me? Really, it could have been $2,000 a day if he had worked it right. Niggas don't want to do right. Y'all say y'all want it, but you don't. Y'all really don't. You don't.
Man.
You're right.
I ain't looking for Miss Right now.
Uh-huh.
Okay,
well,
I can be Miss Right this second, nigga. I don't need
that's
to be
what
Miss
I,
Right
I'm,
now.
I'm looking for Miss Right now. I'm not looking for Miss Right. I'm done with, you know, I'm going to get a little older before I get married again.
Okay.
Well,
you know,
And you know what, man? I'm gonna tell y'all straight up. I been there, done that. I'm a father of twins and everything like that. You know, and you gotta be careful.
Your father,
you know,
how many?
Twins. I have a set of twins. Look at you. No, I didn't say twins.
I didn't say 10. I said twins. Okay, because you got the mumbling and shit. I thought you said 10.
I'm
the
father of 10.
I know
you're drinking on the job.
Like a saint.
Hey, okay. I told you I'm drinking. I am drinking. This coffee is delicious. Do you hear me? I am drinking, and I'm finna hit this pipe again.
You got a little liquor in that motherfucking 10. Okay?
Yeah. It's going down.
I know he's getting it in because, you know, it's in our family blood, you know.
Right.
Comedy and drinks and sluts. That's what we like.
So what's up?
Wait, hold on. What'd you say?
Trey,
who you signing? Am I single?
Yeah.
I'm complicated. Mine is complicated.
Oh, that means you would have been. Don't play.
I'm single.
I'm not complicated. Do she know y'all complicated? Does she know y'all complicated?
She knows we complicated. Yeah.
She don't.
You sure she ain't listening?
She's not listening. She's listening to something else. You see what I'm saying?
Oh.
She ain't listening.
Oh, wow.
She, you know, that, you feel me? That makes things complicated. You understand? So it is complicated. It's cool. But, I mean, for real.
Y'all live together?
You know what I mean? No, I don't listen. No. Woman live,
can we say male slut?
No. What if I'm uncommitted to one woman? Hey, what if I'm uncommitted to one woman?
Well, you know what, Trey? I'm going to be honest.
What?
I put it on my Facebook page about 2 years ago. In 5 years, all of us are going to be sharing a man, and we're going to know about it, and we're going to be okay because there's not enough to go around. All I'm saying is I'm okay with it. My disclaimer is if you buy that bitch a purse, I want one too. That's my whole disclaimer, okay? If that bitch get a car, I won't want to. Okay, that's it.
Well, here's
all
my
that
thing.
You can take
why
care of
we
all
all
of us equally.
Here's all my thing. If you feel like that, that's the beautiful thing. Why can't we all can't just...
That's your freaking...
So she getting it, you want it too?
It's going
oh, Lord,
down.
They feeding babies. They feeding babies.
Oh.
We hit babies in the back.
Yeah.
Oh, this is what I tell a girl when I'm dating a girl. I'm like, yo... I help you pay your bills, whatever it means, whatever, but I only got one thing. I don't give a damn. If you cheat on me, just make sure that nigga is doing more for you than I'm doing for you, because that's the case. I might as well kick your ass out the bed and let him fuck me because he's fucking both of us.
Whoa. And that's real.
Yeah,
because what it's about is it's about
cheating. Make sure that nigga is doing more for you than what I'm doing.
Well, you
right.
know what? I'm a firm believer in... Even with the guys, if y'all gonna cheat, I feel like this. I have a joke about it. If y'all gonna fuck up, fuck up. You understand what I'm saying? Upgrade. So when I see you with her, I'll be like, now that's a bad bitch. I understand. You see what I'm saying? y'all used to go out and do something
I'm with it.
Yeah, I can agree with that.
Something worse.
I'm damn sure with it.
Y'all gonna
get
something worse, and then we be like, what the fuck? What is she doing?
Saying? I know it.
Why does that happen, y'all? What does that happen?
Speak for no other fella, but see, I can only speak for Trey Love on this. My mission is every time I bust a move, you understand? Because, see, I'm going to keep it real and keep it 110.
Okay.
The pimping is in a nigga's blood. You understand what I'm saying? So it's certain things that I got to have that I demand in a relationship that I must have. They are what I call must-haves. If you're going to be my one and only, you see what I'm saying? If you're going to be the one, then there are certain must-haves. Now, if you can't give me those must-haves, then you put yourself shorter. You put yourself down the It's like a totem pole. You put yourself a little lower on the totem pole. Now, you still may be number one, but you're a little lower because you will not succumb to my demands as a man. Now, when and if the time comes when you and that person do separate, oh, trust and believe. If you see me with someone else, it assuredly, and she's on my arm. It assuredly will be an upgrade. I will do better. She will give me more money. She will be flyer. She will be 10 times better because I will never stay the same, and I will never go lower than the standards of what I've already built myself to. So, and I respect, and you do the same. I'm like, AJ, you do the same. He better be cooking clean.
Well, you know how we do it,
because
if we go do it, we go do it big. We're not going to jail for no slice of pizza. We robbing a bank.
You sound just like my daddy. I'm going all out.
Exactly.
Go ahead.
No, let me tell you something. A man cheats out of opportunity. A woman cheats out of necessity. In other words, for the simple fact, what I'm saying is that, I may have said that wrong, women don't normally go out there and cheat. If they're happy, they don't just go out there and cheat and cheat and cheat. They wait a long time before they actually do it, and they keep telling you what's wrong, keep telling you what's wrong, and you don't fix it. Then they eventually go out and cheat, and they cheat really basically on revenge. And a lot of times y'all will never know a woman is cheating because we know how to cheat. So y'all don't know how to cheat.
Good.
That's the problem.
Yeah, they more than good.
Man, women are spectacular.
They more than good. Nah, man, y'all sick with it now.
You on the phone with some players now. I'm going to tell you, Hope, if this one thing, I know that every gentleman that I have on this line right now is a real dude from real things. I think AJ's off the line. But I know for a fact, my cousin and B-Rag can definitely attest. One thing about most brothers that they kind of doubt and be like, oh, no, my lady wouldn't do this and my lady wouldn't do that. And, when you a real man and you know the game, your lady could be she could either be the most out there stripper type. She could be the homebody, the quiet type. When women do it, they're going to do it, and they're going to do it so smooth. And where I see y'all got the advantage is, fellas, I know I'm guilty of it. I ain't finna say a damn thing. You know
see?
What I'm saying? So, yeah, y'all
now,
got
see,
the cheating on
it's
lock.
Not that you say anything, Trey. It's not that you say mm-hmm. anything. I'm going to give y'all a little game, and the lady's going to be upset with me. But I got to tell y'all. Okay,
open it up.
Me and you been dating. We go out every Tuesday. We've been doing that mm-hmm. for a year. Every Tuesday, 7:30, we hook up. We might go skating, a movie. We might cook in, whatever we doing, hanging out, dancing, or whatever. Okay, you meet a new girl. She want to go out on you on Tuesday at 7:30. You'll break up a date with me to go out with her. So that's your pattern changing. Women don't do that. Me and you been going out. 7:30, fine. I meet Big Sexy. He said he want to go out at 7:30 with me. I said, no, Big Sexy. I got Bible study, but I can go out with you on Wednesday. See, women play niggas like a fag game. You ain't going to give up nothing we know for sure for something we don't know nothing about. You see what I'm saying? And that's the whole thing.
Did y'all hear that? I love it. She
yeah.
said a
okay.
fag. That was, you know what, today you are honorary pimpstress today. I'm putting the tag on you today.
It's like, I hate that. It's like I hate to admit you right, but, man, you own it.
That's why I had to put the film stick in her hand today because she said like a spade game. If that ain't some, I love game. I love game.
Yeah.
Oh, I love the game. That's why
then
my name say love.
Come
baby.
Home with, then you want to come home with new positions and, you know, things like that or whatever. Talking, I like, where you learn that? I've been dating you 2 or 3 years. You ain't never done that. And you're like, oh, I was watching a porno with my boy. Okay, I'm a little upset with that.
Whoa.
Why are you watching
whoa,
porno
hey,
with
hold
your
on.
Boy?
Whoa. Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh, he really off his square if he said that.
Yeah he done messed up on that.
Yeah.
With
so,
my boy.
You know,
no,
those
me and my
key
dog
words
put
and stuff.
Porno in. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was straight goofy if he said that.
Yeah, he got to keep
it all coming with the truth. They running off with that one.
What,
exactly.
just going to tell him, baby, I hit it. I got me some.
You know what? You know, we can handle that if it's what it is and stuff. I think we can handle the truth.
You know what's crazy? And you know what? I want you to come on the show more because I want to do a topic with you because that's very interesting. And
okay.
because I want to talk about it, especially with both of us being in cancer. Women,
yeah.
literally, it seems to me as if, and I've noticed this, women, you guys have a strength about you that when, say, your man's an infidel, y'all really, not to say y'all don't care, but you guys really are very forgiving after that and are willing to. I've known a lot of women. I mean, some of you have seen public cases, you know, i.e. President Bill Clinton and stuff like that. And I don't want to say any names of others, but women tend to be, Either if in the public as far as a celebrity or behind the scenes, you know, I know a lot, we all do know relationships and people that are involved in relationships, and the man might be tipping out a lot, and people know it. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like everybody knows that he do this and that. But see, again, I'm going to tell you the flip side of that. Women, y'all sneaky because it'd be like, oh, yeah, you know that baby they got? That ain't really Trey Love, baby.
But this is the thing. You have to say to yourself. When I talk to my ladies and we all get together and we talk, everybody's deal breaker is different. What is your deal breaker?
Right.
Is cheating your deal breaker? Is him hitting on you? Is he gambling? He's on crack. What is your deal? He's a mama's boy. What's your deal breaker? Everybody's deal breaker is different. Like on cheating, I don't think cheating is my deal breaker. Unless you didn't want to be with me no more and you loved her and wanted to be with her, one, or it was somebody in a past relationship that you went back to. I'd rather you hook up with somebody new than somebody in your past.
Wow.
I know that sounds crazy. And
nah,
so,
I'm hearing that because the past is still something there. It's still
it's
like
still
those
there.
Crinkles.
There's no closure there. You're
right.
Still
it's,
thinking
it's
about that person.
Something still there with someone from the past.
Yes.
Even with something new,
exactly.
Like you said, it may be like, okay, maybe it's something new. But when you have a past, it's still trinkles of
yes.
of feelings there. That's the thing I've
yeah,
had
there's
to,
some remnants
certain
here,
discussions
you know?
With. Right.
So
yeah,
that's
it's still
the whole
there,
thing. And
you
if
know?
if you cheated on me and you came home and you said you didn't love me no more and didn't want to be with me anymore, then that's something else. You know what I'm saying, or whatever. But if you said, okay, look, I messed up, but I love you, I want to work it out, then we could work it out. And you would have to work toward the trust factor, building that again and everything. And I want a lot of women, and fellas, please just back me up on this. Every time that y'all step out, it doesn't necessarily have to do with the fact that we are not doing what we're supposed to do. Chris Rock said it best, a man cheats because of, what do you say, Trey, I forgot, oh, a man is as faithful as his option. You know,
girl, you made me. I almost spit up my coffee this morning.
No.
Somebody's options.
No,
no, I mean,
you I think you're keeping it real because me myself, I can only speak for myself. Every time I've cheated, it's not necessarily because of what she's doing or not doing. It's just
mm-hmm.
because the opportunity was there and it's something new and different.
Mm-hmm.
So be like,
exactly.
Let me see what this
heard,
is like over
heard,
here.
I've heard a lot of men, and like I said, I've hung with, you know, I'm a brother, so I hang with a lot of brothers that's married and stuff like that, you know, and I mean, you roll with these dudes, and like, I would say to myself, like, dang, man, I wouldn't personally, and this is speaking for Trey, like you said, you can only speak for yourself. I like to be so real because, again, being a Cancer man, I'm man enough to respect the fact that, and I'm going to put it on out there, I'm not going to play no games. I am sensitive. I'm very sensitive. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So something
yeah.
that I've always said to myself is, imagine if she doing to me what I'm doing to her. So I've been in situations where, you know, I've had, like, you know, a girlfriend and whatnot. We was together, committed relationship, and then, you know, other women would come on to me. And I would, like, you know, kind of play back and flirt a little bit. But then when it came really down to it, the thought of imagining, because when you and I know we all, you know, fellas, when you date a woman and you put her on that pedestal because you find her attractive. So here's my thing. If I find her attractive and I want to hit that, then what makes me think that another brother don't want to hit that too? You see what I'm saying? So when it comes
right.
to a situation where you're thinking, okay, I have these opportunities. I can do what I want to do. You know what I'm saying? I can play these girls. I can have this fun. When I'm in a situation where, like what I am now, like single, and I can just hit everything that moves, I do what I got to do. But when
sure.
I'm in a full-fledged relationship, I like to be real with that woman. And I'll put it on out there because, see, real game and real discipline. And this coming from Trey Love. I know people like, Dad, you know, Trey, I ain't know you we had that much sense. But when you really have discipline, you know how to subdue your passions. You know how to say to a woman, sweetheart, hey, look, I find you terribly attractive. And if I wasn't in this relationship that I'm in right now, we could do this. But you know what? I wouldn't want my lady to do this to me, so I'm not going to do this to her. And that
right.
make them want you even more. You
that comes with maturity. That comes with
right.
maturity, you know.
Right.
And like you said, not wanting the same thing to be done to you. But, you know, because a
exactly.
lot of us think they get away with it. Oh, it was just
uh-uh.
it was just a one-night stand. I ain't never going to see her no more. We were just in the moment
uh-uh.
or whatever.
Uh-uh.
But, you know, like you said, who's making love to your lady?
Oh, lady.
Why are you making love?
Girl, you hit it right there.
Oh, God.
You
say love.
That up right there.
That's your freaking.
Go ahead, B. I'm sorry, man. Go ahead. I just had to throw that on in. Go ahead, B.
No, man, I was just saying thanks for having me on, Miss Hope. I hope to see you at the masquerade. And we can continue.
I'm going to make it. I'm going to be there.
Okay. We can talk about all our Inglewood connections around. And,
right.
Trey Love, I will be calling back. This is absolutely. I had a ball listening to everybody today, everybody's
yeah,
opinions,
man.
And I did more laughing and listening than I have done in a long time. So I do appreciate. I do appreciate you guys having me on. I'll be at the vault tonight doing some extra promoting for our masquerade. So if anybody wants to fall through, come hang out with your boy. Feel free.
And I would
I'm
hope
the one with green eyes.
My show. I would love to
look for the dude with the green eyes. That's all you got to do.
Hey, y'all here putting this plug out there. Y'all heard him putting this plug out there. Look for the dude with the green eyes and look for his cousin next to him, Trey Love, with the brown ones. You know, them hazel ones? You know. We're going to eye the women down tonight.
Yes, sir. That's what we're doing.
We're going to give them all eyes. Just come here, baby. We're going to hypnotize them. Hey, but B, you got to roll, man?
Yes, sir. I got a role, man. I got daddy duties to tend to. And
I want to invite you out as my special guest to my show at the Comedy Union on Thursday, October the 6th. If anybody wants tickets, it's an all-female show, Vets in Effect, female comics rock, too. We got some hot female comedians. $10 tickets. You can go to HopeFlood.com to pick those up. Or if you can't come to that, I'm doing a welcome home party in Celebrity Roast, October 14th and 15th at the J-Spot in Inglewood.
Yeah,
I would love to see you there.
I will try. I will definitely be at the J Spot on the.
Hey, do y'all got something going on somewhere like around Thanksgiving? That's when I'm gonna be in California around that weekend. I want to stop down and see a show.
Because you coming, okay? Just because you coming, we gonna get something going.
Cousin, you know we gonna get it going for you, man.
Oh yeah, you know we already hollered at that. You know I'm riding down on you, Trey Love.
For sure. And, cuz, you tell your family, man, I send much love, and I'm going to be getting back to them. But, B-Rad, man, thank you so much for your time, man. Make sure you call in often. This show is your show, so anything you got to promote, bro. You know, and plus, we got to hook up, hang out, link, and commiserate and talk to man business, too. You know what I'm saying?
I can dig it, man. That's what I'm saying. I'll say, let me know with the show on the 8th, and keep me posted on that, man, and I'll try my hardest to get it. But I know Miss Hope, I will be there definitely October 14th.
I cannot wait.
Look for the guy.
Like, I want to move out there because y'all clown.
Hey, you better come through. Hey, well, you know what? I'm going to have a photographer lined up because I got to get a picture with Hope, you know what I'm saying, and let her get pictures with all of these fellas, you know, hanging around. And you know we're going to be trying to get on Mama. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, can I grab you?
You can touch me. I think B-Rag, y'all might go to the bathroom.
Oh,
oh yeah.
I'm a voyeur, so you know it's all good. We can do
that. So you're a voyeur?
Yeah.
You're a voyeur.
I'm really a predator, but I didn't want to put it out there like that. Okay?
I didn't want to put it on.
Oh baby, I'm
well,
a big
right,
one. That don't scare me. All right.
Uh-oh.
All right, man.
Anyway,
I get
you. All right, bro. Hey y'all, that's been B-Rad from the Impresario Group. One of my co-host friends that's going to be getting it down with me, man. I got comic legend, businesswoman, entrepreneur, Ms. Hope Flood on the line. And also, I got Mr. AJ Alexander. I see he joins us back. So let's let him chop it up real quick with Hope one more time with his 8 kids. AJ, what happened? You dropped the call, man.
No, brother had to go make them business calls, dog. Y'all got together, boy. I'm like, hey, I got to hang up, call back. You know what I mean? Can't miss that
right
back. You know, when I'm out in L.A., I definitely look you up, you know, on,
please,
the, on
I just
the real
left
screen.
The ATL. Just left the ATL. Yeah. Just got back on.
You know what? Hey, you know what? You was at Barley's, weren't you?
No. I was at the Pearl. I was at Taboo 2. And then I hosted a fashion show downtown at the Marriott Marquis on that Saturday. So, yeah, I was there.
You know what? I saw that you was here, but I had a show with my artist, Cheryl Boyd. But, most definitely.
Well, next time,
and
hit me
I'm
up, and then we can hang out.
Most definitely. I'm going to wear a thong and some gym shorts.
He said a thong and some gym shorts, Hope.
Grab me, Hope.
But you know what, though? You be the best one. Y'all be the best ones. I ain't looking at what you're wearing. Okay? I don't care about none of that. You ain't going to be in that long anyway, so it don't matter.
Well, all right. It's about to go down. Hey, look here, man. I want to let everybody know. Oh, hold on. Let me put them back on the line. My bad. Go ahead, AJ.
Okay. Hey, I want to. I got somebody I want to introduce y'all real quick, man. It's my little cousin out there from L.A. He's been on a lot of TV shows as a producer. He's been on, like, Sister Sister and everything else. Hey, I just said shout out, man. We've been waiting so long. His name is Sean Young, but his real name is Sean Parm, but he go by Sean Young. Hold on. I'll just say hello, man. Trey is someone that you really need to meet, man. And,
Hello?
Hey, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, sir?
I am excellent. Let me get your information so I can look you up, man, and we can connect.
Okay.
Your Facebook.
Sean Young or Sean Parham?
Sean Young.
You said what?
How you spell your Sean? S-H-A or S-A-E-A-N?
S-E-A-N. S-E-A-N.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. All right, man, so tell the people about the shows you've been on. Sean Young, I can look you up, right?
Yeah. I was in that movie, The Brothers. I was on Sister Sister Smart Guy, Moesha, Once and Again. I was in Monica's video for Before You Walk Out My Life. And, you know, I'm a musician as well. I produce, songwrite, sing. And, you know, I'm out here with my big cousin trying to make it happen in ATL.
Well, that'll work, man. When you get out to L.A., holler at us, all right, bro?
Okay, yeah, I'll be in L.A. in like 2 weeks.
Get at me, man. When you get here, get at me, for real. I got a studio set up and everything. Film, all that, man. Let's get together and make something happen, bro.
Okay, take my cell phone.
Hey, don't give it to me on the air.
Oh, okay. I'm on radio right now.
Hey, hope you hear him. Look.
I thought we was having a regular conversation. I'm glad I'm not cutting.
No. AJ ain't told him, man. He on the radio, man. Yeah, man, you live on the radio, man. You got Hope Flood, Trey Love in the building. You know what I'm saying? You got Big Sexy out of Chicago, man. You on the line with us right now, live, bro.
Oh, okay. What up, y'all? What's going on, world?
Hey.
Boy, you was about to get in some trouble there, boy.
Hey, you heard that Big Sexy? He like, man, let me go on and get you my cell. I'm like,
yeah,
hold on, man.
He had some girls right here with their pen ready, like, okay.
Yeah, like, oh, he been on
okay.
That? And you, man,
yeah.
You know how many women I got?
Like, oh, he doing.
Hey.
You like, he doing places. Yeah, let me holler at him.
Right. They looking for a fresh baby daddy. They ain't even looking to get with no. No, they want a baby daddy. These women looking for a check. They like, hold on, he been on what?
Boy, you was about to have a whole lot of friend requests on Facebook, boy.
I'm trying to tell you, boy. Hey, look here, man. I'm
on the phone, but I appreciate you.
Yeah, I know,
because
I know that's how AJ do. He ain't give you no operation, no preparation or nothing.
I could have been on here cursing and everything. I didn't know.
Yeah, talking about the woman.
So
yeah, you know who I was messing with last night? You could have got on the phone like that. Trey, look, you know who I was messing with last night? Not knowing your woman listening to my show. You know what I'm talking about? Your woman listening to my show. What that AJ, boy, I tell you, boy, he's a great guy. All right, but look at man, it's a pleasure talking to you, Sean Young, man. Let me go ahead and let Hope give her shout out and goodbye real quick, and then from there we're gonna go ahead and close the show on out, y'all, because we ain't got but a minute left. So go ahead, Hope, shout to people, man, and tell them what's going on. Hold on, before I let Hope get hers out. Big Sexy, go ahead and say what's up to everybody and, you know, shout out to Shy and everything, man.
Man, you know, I'm just giving it up for the Shy. I want to say what up to the wifey. I want to say what up to, of course, my cuz, the host, Trey Love. I'm proud of what you're doing, girl. You're chasing that dream, so I want to chase it with you, bro.
Appreciate that, cuz.
The wifey?
Oh, you didn't know Big Sexy was married. Oh, girl,
never said it. You should have said that from the jump street.
Girl, you better quit playing. If I wasn't married, I would have made everybody get off the line. I would have took you myself.
Oh, see, well, I appreciate that. So sweet.
What's a wifey? I like that.
I'm keeping that real,
wifey.
Girl.
That's
hey.
What's up. Shout out to the wifey.
My homegirl Monica,
Monica
listening to it. She vibing with us. Y'all go ahead and rap. I'm just getting a quick
look. You remind me a little of my wife. That it takes a woman like you to tame Big Sex.
Yeah, she is
good to know.
Yeah, cuz got to. Cuz got to spend a little time with the wifey when we was in Vegas a couple of weeks ago, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds
we all
good.
Party together, man. That's my family, man. Like, for real,
that's
man.
Good.
We just do it how we do it. And, you know, we are blood relatives. So this is my family calling in from Chicago, showing me love and support. And I just want to say to you, Big Sexy, man, I really appreciate that, man. That shows a lot because, you know, when you're doing something like this, you know, people have to – support you and just picking up the phone and dialing the number into this radio station and to go on to blogtalkradio.com/TreyLoveRadio to people like AJ, to people like Monica, to all my friends, man, to the people that love me and continue to listen and support me. I want to say to y'all, man, this is a heartfelt thank you, man, and especially to you, cousin. This is your first time calling in to my show, man. I hope you had a good time, man. And see,
man, I couldn't hang up the phone. You doing it big, cousin. Again, I'm proud of you. You got all the support you need over here with us, bro.
I'm already knowing. Shout out to him. We're going to be
out.
Can't
wait till you come home, bro. You know, I got something
planned
for you.
I'm going to be on before you know it. All right, everybody. The lines are shut down. The line is given to the one and only Hope Flood to go ahead and give all of her shout outs real quick, let you know where she's going to be. And don't forget, y'all, October 14th and 15th, your boy Trey Love, the one and only Playboy Comedy, is going to be hosting the show for Hope Flood. That's her comedy roast, man. It's going to be a lot of fun, man. We're doing it B.I.G. Hope, the line belongs to you.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having me and listen to all your friends, your supporters, and the people and everything. I appreciate the love and clowning with y'all and having a good time. And y'all come out and check me out live at the Comedy Union, 5040 West Pico, Thursday, October the 6th, 8 o'clock p.m. Me, Hope Flood, Paula Bell, Annie McKnight, Big Les, a.k.a. Leslie Jones from the Cat Williams Tour. We'll be putting it down with the all-female comics Rock 2 Vets in Effect. You can log on to HopeFlood.com to get your $10 VIP ticket. They're just $10 to get in the show. And then, Trey, we'll be hanging out October the 14th. I'm going to come on the show, come over to the house and rub you a little bit and hang out with you in the studio.
Girl,
Bring you... bring you some Krispy Kreme donuts with the hot sign out and rub glaze all on you. Okay, that's another conversation, but anyway, and rub glaze all on you and lick it off.
I'm getting warm. Oh, Lord. Oh, all right. I'm over here cooking.
That's my welcome home. My welcome home roast, welcome home party and celebrity roast. Friday and Saturday, October 14th and 15th, 10:30 p.m. at the J-Spot. You can log on to janthonybrown.com to get those $15 VIP tickets. And we're going to have a good time hosted by Trey Love and the crew and all the fellas going to come through. And I'll let y'all. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Hope. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this has been another segment of Facebook Fridays, man. I told you how it goes down. You never know what's going to happen. I have been very blessed today. See, I reach people, and the people I reach me. I be loving people, and the people I love is loving me. And I want to let everybody know that continue to support me, continue to believe in me, continue to back me up, continue to just be a positive force in my life. I want to say to each and every one of you a sincere and heartfelt thank you. This from your boy, man, Trey Love, the one and only Playboy Comedy. I started the show with this, and I'm going to end the show with this. Grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the power to change the things I cannot change, the power and the courage and the wisdom to know the difference. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all things shall be added unto you. Have vision, man. Like I said, when I came to L.A., y'all, I just had a vision. I saw things, and the Creator has allowed me to continue to make my imagination and my vision the movie of my life. That means moving forward. The things that I see, they come to me. They come to pass, and I just am grateful to the Creator for giving me such vision and giving me talent to allow me to just be here and do what I do, y'all. I'm grateful. I'm having a time of my life, man. I'm looking forward to a prosperous weekend. There's so many things I didn't even get to tell y'all about, but y'all know about the Masquerade Ball. Come through. I've still been auditioning, y'all. I'm still doing it big. I'm still making things happen. I see I got AJ back on the line. Let me let him jump in and say what he got to say, man, and give his shout out, and then I'm finna take it home, man. What's up, AJ? The line is yours, bro.
Oh, hey, what up, man? I had these beautiful models ready to call and holler in, dog. I couldn't get in, dog.
My cousin Morocco.
Hey, man, the show is over, man. You know what I'm saying? They got to wait till Twitter Me Tuesday. Can they come through Tuesday?
Yeah, but you better shout them out right now. Jihan.
All right, what's their name? Give me the shout outs real quick. Shout them out.
Jihan, J-I-H-A-N, Jihan.
What's up, Jihan?
Flame,
yeah. What's up, girl?
Flame, she, you know, rapper out of Chicago.
Oh, out of Chi-Town, yeah, Flame. We have to get you down, baby.
Latanya.
I like that name.
Okay, Lulu Doll out of Detroit.
Lulu Doll out of Detroit. D-Town.
Yeah, that's enough. We tighten up for right now. We'll hook you up with the rest.
Hey, do this, man. Yo, do me a favor. Throw every girl that you just shouted out, throw their picture on my page for me on Facebook so I can promote them and tell everybody that they're going to be able to reach these ladies live coming to Trey Love Radio. Can you do that for me, bro?
Yeah, most definitely, man.
All right, AJ, thanks for all you do, man. Have a blessed weekend, man.
Oh, you too, man. Call me when you go up there.
I got you.
Peace, everybody. All right, later.
Peace. Yeah, man, y'all see how we doing it, man. You know what I'm saying? The finest and ladies coast to coast with this pimping. You understand what I'm saying? The game is to be sold and not told. Making miracles and things happen. Doing what I got to do, when I got to do, where I got to do it to keep it hot, keep it live. Just grateful for all of you. Everyone that's tuned in right now, I'm grateful for you. You mean something to me. You touch my heart. You touch my mind. You touch my body. And you touch my soul. I mean, you are me. I am you. We all are one. And I'm going to tell you what Trey Love Radio has become. It has become this. Now, I'm out. Have a safe, blessed weekend. Do what you got to do. Make sure you stay safe. Hold on to the people that love you. Love the ones that's loving you back. And, I mean, love them strong. Give them everything. Give all to the people that are giving all to you. And make sure you demand that. You understand? I mean, just love. Have church. Have peace. Have unity. Until Twitter Me Tuesdays, y'all.
about making love. Let's talk about you on top or me going down. Let's talk a little phone sex, baby, on the hotline.
I'm in my room, nothing but a towel on. Take them granny panties off, put a thong on. I love it when I hear your moan. You got the sexy tone that turns your boy on. You in a complete up the city on the fan line with nothing but a baby T on. You the kind of girl that's sexy and some boxer shorts. I'm the kind of player that make you ride it like a port. Yeah, I met you on my space. Now I'm about to fly you out to my place in the morning.
Five in the morning.
It's been my pleasure entertaining you, man. I wish the best to you, man. Make sure you be safe this weekend, man. Make sure you love somebody. Hug the people close to you. Give to them what they're giving to you. And that's the Playboy. You know what I'm saying? Whatever it is, man. Play love is, and y'all kick it. Love.